This is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad the Big Noise 72, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis the need another super duper edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Going to be rocking and rolling on all of our favorite action in Super Bowl 60 in Santa Clara. So let's not waste any time. And we, good friend, are doing as we always do with the top of every single Fade 5 episode and hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus. Plus owner odds or greater is the requirement. So in Seahawks and Patriots, Lundy at plus odds. What tickles your fancy?
I'm just going to go nuts, Brad. That's what I'm going to do. Why not? As we sit here on the plus bus for this Super Bowl edition, how about we take A.J. Barner to score the first touchdown? Yeah, I snagged this. This is plus 1,200 at DraftKings. You got to take a swing at something in the Super Bowl, right? Like, tails never fails. Yeah, well, that's minus 103. Okay, so I can't really do that. I told Brad, I'm going with the blue Gatorade because blue, you know, kind of works into both teams on the color scheme. Blue Gatorade. You can go nuts on all kinds of things, but why not roll the dice on the guy that had six touchdowns in the regular season receiving? But I seem to recall him also rushing a touchdown this year. So why not take a chance on a guy that they might try to get a little bit creative? Plus 1,200. Those are the odds right now at DK. If AJB is the one that splashes the first six of the game.
Oh, could be on a tush push, which he is the expert at in that Seattle offense. Oh, wow, that's outstanding value. This one, not so much, but it is still plus money. So I'm going to get on the board, and yes, hope it's going to come through. Here's how I would just play the standard game. And Lundy, you know how I like to live in the middle, you know, cue the Jimmy World in the background. So spill a little SGP, shall we? I think the Seahawks are going to win this thing. So give me Seattle on the money line. All they got to do is win straight up. But I think New England's going to keep it within at least a couple of touchdowns. So give me the Patriots at plus 14.5, which means Seattle can win by 1 to 14 points. If we still hit the first two legs of this SGP, then I'm going to jack the total way up. Got two outstanding defenses here and bet the under on 58.5, and pray this game doesn't have a bonus session. Overtime is where unders go to die, even in the alt market. So to recap, same game parlay, Seahawks money line, Patriots plus 14.5, Seattle win by 1-14, and smash that under 58.5. That shakes out to a cool plus 125 Lundy's comparison with his 12-1 odds. Baby, seduced by the juice here. Somebody changed my diaper. Built it at Caesars. All right, with those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with a Super Bowl edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Can you dig it? Sorry, Cardi B. No, I cannot. I am going to live in the land down under Lundy on 60.5 yards on his longest reception. Lighter juice there at a minus 105. When I booked this bet at BetMGM earlier in the week, I think the number at most of shops has moved a full yard to 17.5, and you may still be able to get better value as a result at maybe like even money. So definitely shop around, shop, try to find the best value possible. But I think the under 60.5 is also going to hit. Here's the reason why. You look in this NFL postseason, Diggs has been under this number in all three games. You might say, well, Evans, Mother Nature played a factor against the Houston Texans. That is correct. That game was rather sloppy. And of course, then the snowball in the second half against Lundy's Denver Broncos, and that mitigated a lot of the action, really all the action on offense for both of those squads. But Diggs is only averaging 6.6 yards per catch in the NFL playoffs. He has gone under this number comfortably in six of his last eight games in its entirety. So down the home stretch of the regular season and into the postseason. And he's going to see a lot of Omonwori in coverage, who's been sensational for Seattle out of the slot, only giving up 8.7 yards per catch. Though he is also allowed a 74.7% catch rate. So it could be a lot of nickel and dimer action for Diggs. I don't think he's going to pop one off. I know we went over this number 20 times in the regular season, but the recent trend, I believe, will continue to be thy friend. Give me the under and numero cinco here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Stephon Diggs, 16 and a half yards on the longest catch at a minus 105 at BetMGM. Landy, fade or follow?
I'm going to fade right out of the gate. I've just been waiting for you. You're talking.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for you to get done with this one because I am going to fade you. I say he beats this number. Look, Juwan Jennings was the only one that did it in the game against the Niners. I know Nacua, the Rams torched them for some long passes. They did. And I think that Drake May can be able to do the exact same thing. So I'm actually going to fade you right out of the gate at number five. I say he goes over 16 and a half.
Oh, Lundy, it hurts. It hurts so much.
Number four.
Numero Quattro, the Super Bowl 60 edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. This is a bet I featured on a podcast earlier in the week, so I'm going to double down on it with Sam Darnold to make me some Dolores, mi amigo, on what? Nothing in regards to his actual function, which is throwing passes, but sometimes he calls his own number and uses those legs. Give me the over! 2.5 rush attempts. And again, I grabbed it earlier in the week at plus 110 at BetMGM. Last checked, I still believe this is low plus money at a number of shops. And I would still fire off on it because remember, folks, kneel downs count. And that could be something that comes into play for Sammy D. You look at New England, their area of weakness, Lundy, has been defending the run over the last several weeks. Since week 12, they're just number 17 in the entirety of the NFL in rush EPA defense, and they have been really dialing up the heat. Over 40% of the time, they're applying pocket pressure. That was top 10 over the entire year as tracked at Pro Football Focus. You look at Darnold. He has gone for at least 3 rush attempts in 6 of his last 7 games. He only went over 8 times in the NFL regular season. So, again, I love betting on rush yards markets tied or rush attempt markets tied to the quarterback position with everything on the line because that's what they do. They run all the risk. They're like, screw it. I don't care if I do bodily harm to myself. I'm going to call my own number. I'm going to get that extra yard if necessary to move the chains. And you look at New England, yes, they've allowed the 5th fewest quarterback rush attempts. At least they did so the regular season, giving up 3.4, so north of the needed number on a per-game basis. 7 quarterbacks, including the postseason, have gone over this prop at the quarterback position against New England. So, again, kneel downs count, folks. You might have to sweat this out all the way to the bitter end, but it could pay off and decently handsomely at the plus money available. So, again, numero quattro on the super-duper edition of the Fade 5. I'm taking the over on Sam Darnold, 2.5 rush attempts, plus 110 at BetMGM. Landy, fair to follow.
Oh, folks, line up and follow on this one. Yes, you might be sweating it all the way until the kneel downs, but I love the idea that we're getting this at plus odds. I think this happens. I think he calls his own number, does it once or twice, could even be just trying to sneak there, as you pointed out, to get a first down, something like that. And then, bam, kneel down, cash. Love it. I think this is a great bet.
Sammy D, please, my man, be selfish.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Super Bowl edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's build a little SGP. Let's get some more plus money on the board. Yes! Simple little two-legger here, Lundy. And I built this at DraftKings I'm going to take JSN, Jackson Smith and Jigba, the atomic bomb that he is, and a guy that's likely to detonate this game, to have the most receiving yards of any player in this contest. And to reduce the juice on that, because if you bet on that individually, it's like minus 210, minus 220. Let's work in a little negative correlation, shall we? New England, +10.5 on the alt line. So they could still lose this game by single digits, and we cash. Now they could lose it by 10 exactly, and we still cash as long as JSN pulls his end of the rub. So again, same game parlay, slip a little two-legger there. JSN, most receiving yards of the game. Patriots +10.5, plus 108 there at DraftKings. You look at JSN in the regular season, he averaged 9.6 targets per game. He was number two among all qualifying wide receivers in total air yards, number four in total yards after the catch, number two in yards per route run. He was averaging 15.1 yards per catch. He was elite, folks. He was arguably the best wide receiver. The Nacua certainly has his own argument in the entirety of the NFL. I understand he's going to see a lot of Christian Gonzalez in coverage and got to put respect on that outstanding DB's name, as Gonzalez this season has only given up a 44.6% catch rate, 58.3 passer rating to his assignments. But my good friends at BetAlytics, use that promo code JUICE for 25% off. Lundy, they are projecting JSN have 139.2 receiving yards in this game. He crossed the 100-yard mark in 10 contests over the entire year. He's got to show up. He's got to show out under the bright lights in Santa Clara, one of the best route tacticians in the game. Bubbling chemistry, obviously, with Sam Darnold. So numero tres here on the Super Duper edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Same game parlay. JSN, most receiving yards in the game, and the Patriots at +10.5. Just keep it somewhat close. And that shakes out to +108 at DraftKings. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
Well, this is the only way you can do the most receiving yards, as you said, because it's juice. You got to find something that you can pair it up with. Keep it within 10 points. I think this is very doable. And yes, JSN should dominate in the game. That's why you're paying the juice if you try to bet it by itself. Not a bad leg that you can use for an SGP, but you got to find a way to be able to get it into plus money. I like what you did here.
Yes, I got to get creative. And hey, you want some more creative options? We got them. We're always coloring outside the lines. Where? At thegamingjuice.com. Yeah, jackals. It's absolutely free, folks. All of Lundy's always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet picks live there. My always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet picks also live there. I'm locking and loading all kinds of action daily on college basketball. Have a plethora of plays outside the ones mentioned here on the podcast in the Super Bowl. So check them out. Lundy always dropping the puck and making some bucks in the National Hockey League. You get all of that. And I've been churning out all kinds of Super Bowl content ahead of kickoff on Sunday in Santa Clara. Check out all my pieces there if you want all the intimate and glory details. And also, too, check out my bracket big board updating daily now through Selection Sunday. Who's in? Who's out? Who the number one seeds? Who's moving up? Who's moving down? Nobody does it quite like the way that I do it, in a unique form and fashion, with a true power ranking there at thegamingjuice.com. And you can ask me a question. Just click Ask Brad at the top of the screen on the homepage. Fire away, and I will get an answer to you whenever convenient. You get it all for free, you jackals. Where? Oh, that's right. Thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. .. Maybe.
Number two.
All right. There it is. Numero dos. The sounder guy finally came in. I think he was passed out drunk for a minute. So we revived him. Gave him a little H2O. He's like, oh, I got to say something, number two. And we are here. And hopefully this won't be a number two in a certain somewhere, as I'm scrambling, as you can see with the video feed on the screen right now. I have no idea what is going on. I am trapped in the matrix, Sarah Lundy, and now I am frozen. Now I have disappeared. So hopefully I'm going to be back here in short order. Lundy, you can still hear me, correct?
Oh, this time I can hear you. Unlike earlier this week, yes, I can hear you. You're just a black box, but it's okay. We can hide your face and continue to love listening to your beautiful prose.
Yes, that is correct. Really, this is a win for our audience who would be digesting this in video form, because you don't have to see this highly punchable dome. I tell you what, I am going to deck the books with this play because I absolutely love it. Number two on the countdown, same game parlay. Ramondre Stevenson over 20 and a half receiving yards. And I'm going to take the total up even higher. I featured it earlier on the program at 58 and a half. I'll take it up to 60 and a half and hit that under again. Why? Because we're trying to achieve plus money. That's exactly what we do. At a plus 115 on that simple two-legger there at BetMGM. You look at Seattle, number 7 in dropback EPA defense since week 12. But 15 running backs have gone over this number against them. Their biggest area of vulnerability within the Seattle zone defense is in the short field. They give it up. They're willing to allow a lot of pass receptions to the running back position. In the regular season, they give up 97 catches to RBs. That was the most in the NFL. And you look as well at Stevenson, a guy that averaged 17 routes per game in the regular season. That's 53.2% of the time. He averaged 10.8 yards per catch. That was numero uno, Lundy, in the NFL. He was also way up there in yards per route run, top 10, and caught 86.5% of his intended looks off the hand of Drake May. Seattle did allow also 37.6 receiving yards per game to the running back position in the regular season, and Stevenson has gone over 20 and a half receiving yards in 6 of his last 8. And you throw in two, the distinct possibility that New England could be playing from behind in this game. And it just gives more fuel to the fire. So numero dos on this Super Bowl edition of the Fade 5. Same game parlay. Ramondre Stevenson over 20 and a half receiving yards. And the game under 60 and a half on that all total. Plus 115 at BetMGM. Go Tar! Fade or follow.
I will follow, even though, you know, I can't see. You could have gone completely naked at this point. I mean, nobody would know. I mean, just letting you know, I mean, you know, got no camera. You could really have some fun with this, Brad, if you wanted to.
Yeah, I really honestly could. I am switching ports behind the scenes right now to no avail.
This is great.
So you're going to get the black box. I am fully redacted, Lundy, apparently right now here on the Fade 5 podcast. But at least you're following me on this action. And with
yeah, you have to. I mean, Ramondre Stevenson catching the ball out of the backfield, that is easy. And again, bring that total up, take the under. I think this is a great way. Do these little, I mean, I know it seems like nickel and dime type of things, but you do these types of same game parlays, plus money, it makes it worth it, man.
Totally worth it, unlike the camera I invested in.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Super Bowl edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. And folks, yeah, you're just going to get the black box apparently the rest of the show. I apologize, but you don't care. All you care about are the bets that we're laying out. And my top play in Super Bowl 60 is the same game parlay at significant plus money. It is this simple little two-legger, Kenneth Walker the third, 100-plus rushing receiving yards. And Drake May, 25-plus rush yards, plus 160, Lundy. Oh, it is delightful there at BetMGM. And the reason why I'm loving this bet, first and foremost, on Walker the third. He has done this in 4 of his last 5 games. And a guy that's been the definition of efficient on a per-touch basis. On the season, he's top 20. And yards after contact per attempt to 3.13. According to playerprofiler.com, top 10 on the year and explosive rating. and total of 8 at tackles, also in yards created. He's just getting the job done. Again, done this in 4 of his last 5 games. And New England's, their weakness defensively has been in the trenches. As I mentioned before, number 17 rushing PA defense since week 12. So absolutely love Walker the III. No matter what the game script is, go over 100-plus rushing receiving yards. Remember, Zach Charbonnet is out with that ACL setback. Meanwhile, Drake May, all he is doing is turning the legs here in this NFL postseason. He has gone for at least 25 rush yards in 5 of his last 7 games. And a player I think is going to be calling his own number early and often. He did so 6.1 times per contest in the NFL regular season, averaging 4.37 yards per carry. You look at Seattle, they only allowed 7 quarterbacks to go for 25-plus rush yards on the season. In the regular season, only getting 16.8 yards per game. But as I said before, with everything on the line, you know quarterbacks are going to take off and run when the opportunity is presented in front of them. And May will do exactly that. Lundy, hell, I think he's going to hit this possibly in the first half and can send assertive and aggressive Seattle front. So numero uno on the Super Bowl edition of the Fade 5 Countdown, same game parlay. Kenneth Welker the III, 100-plus rushing and receiving yards. And I'm matching that with Drake May, 25-plus rush yards, plus 160 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
I will follow again on this one. Drake May for 25 yards. You're right. He could do it really early on. He also, he might sweat this one a little bit, but when you're aggressive the way that Seattle is, I think he's going to find a way to be able to run, and he's going to wind up with 6 yards here. Excuse me, 7, 8. I think he could hit this number pretty easily. And then obviously without Charbonnet, with the unfortunate injury that he had, they're going to have to lean on Kenneth Walker a bunch. Oh, Brad, there you are. Oh,
look,
you're back on the camera. Look at you. You're so handsome. So, yes, I will follow on this one as well. Chose to follow on 4 out of the 5. We're doomed.
And with the camera back, everybody is doomed because they see this face. But it's a sign, Lundy. It's a sign from the gambling god. Your boy's got to sweep the board, which means we got to get more bets and bonus time out there on the board. So check it out, the player props market. Check it out, maybe some of the novelty props or the standard lines. Lundy, there is like thousands of ways you can slice and dice the action in Santa Clara. So give me more bets. Give them to me.
I'll give you a couple here that I like, including the novelty stuff that we talked about. By the way, if you care, I did put a bet on heads, not tails. I did. I was kind of bored. And I was like,
yeah, you must have been. I never bet that market. Good luck.
I'm like, screw it. I'm going to bet. So I bet on hits. I like the over on 230.5 for Sam Darnold and his passing yards. This one opened at 229. It's ticked up by a yard. I still feel good with that. I think Darnold's going to sling it around. Again, we already talked about JSN, but I do think he gets the job done and he eclipses that 230.5. And then I already gave you the idea of AJ Barner scoring the first touchdown. I obviously also took him to just score. If you want to avoid the idea of the first touchdown, although again, man, plus 1200, come on, just sprinkle a little bit on there, would you? And then Brad, how about a crossover bet courtesy of DraftKings? I really like this one. This is which will be higher, Carl Anthony Towns points as the Knicks take on the Celtics, or the total number of points that New England will score in the game. Give me cat all day long on that one at a minus 110. Reason being, in the 2 games against the Celtics so far this season, cat has scored 29 and 26. I think this is going to be a low scoring Super Bowl. I'm with you. It's why you've been playing the unders. I'm going to say that Carl Anthony Towns has more points than the New England Patriots do. So give me that one. It's minus 110. Just standard juice there at DraftKings. And they've got a bunch of crossover ones. You can do Drake May's rushing yards or Anthony Edwards PRA, which one's going to be higher? There's a bunch of fun ones that you can do on Sunday, folks, if you want to be able to stretch it out, have some fun with the NBA as well. So again, the one that I like, give me Karl Anthony Towns to have more points in his game against the Celtics than New England will put on the scoreboard. As always, it's so nice to see your face. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois to put a wrap on this Super Bowl edition of the Five.
I failed in basic technology 101, but somehow, some way, I figured that out. So I'll pat myself on the back. Way to go, Evans, for getting back on screen. All right, let's go ahead and get the Team Huevos parlay play out there in the Super Bowl. We got to get an anytime touchdown market out to the masses, and I'm going to play this simple two-legger, Lundy. Give me Kenneth Walker the third anytime touchdown. Again, I think he's going to ball out. Interviewed Allen Robinson, NFL wide receiver, and a guy was a fantasy standout for a number of years on BetMGM tonight. And he thinks Walker III is going to be MVP, Lundy, of this game, which I find interesting. He even said, I think it's on the table that Walker III scores not once, not twice, but three times. That's what Allen Robinson said. I love the Team Huevos perspective, rather bold. Rather out there, but hey, man, it could happen. So anyway, all I need is one score from Walker III and Drake May to call his own number, which he has done here recently. Now, he's only, you know, scored a handful of times in the NFL season over its entirety, five times to be exact. He averaged 1.24 red zone attempts per game in the NFL regular season, which was number seven among quarterbacks. By the way, Walker III was only number 24 in red zone touches in the regular season, but he scored nine times nine. And a guy, too, again, who was going to see all of that work because he got no Zach Charbonnet. He was the red zone specialist for this organization. It's not like Helani is going to be getting any of those touches. Walker will, and he is a battering ram. So, again, the Team Huevos parlay play in Super Bowl 60, same gamer, Kenneth Walker, anytime touchdown, Drake May, anytime touchdown, got to do with the legs, plus 400 there, Lenny, rolling the shoulders and getting seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. All right, elsewhere, bonus time. I was going to read off of the picks I have currently on my spreadsheet, rapid fire style. I'm probably going to add a few more before kickoff on Sunday. Rashid Shaheed talked about this earlier in the week here on the pod, 20-plus yard reception. He may only have one catch in this game, but I think it's going to be for a long bomb. I grab it at a plus 169. Nice. At DraftKings. The little same gamer as well. I'm going to go with Cooper Kupp, 2-plus catches. Kenneth Walker, 2-plus catches. Kenneth Walker, 50-plus rush yards, and Drake May, 25-plus rush again. That's a plus 138 built there at the score bet. I also like Walker for 50-plus rush yards and George Helani for 10-plus receiving yards. Helani probably going to play about 20-25% of the snaps is my best guess, and more adept as a pass catcher out of the backfield. That's a plus 115 at BetMGM, and I got two more for you. Another same-game parlay, Mac Hollins, 10-plus yard catch. Stephon Diggs, 3-plus receptions. Ramondre Stevenson, 2-plus receptions, and JSN, 5-plus receptions. Lighter juice there, but I want a winner at a plus 103 at the score. And last, and certainly not least, talked about this last week, Jackson Smith and Jigba to win Super Bowl MVP, plus 550. You could still grab that at that number at the score bet. I know quarterbacks usually when they were, but wide receivers have. See Cooper Kupp as a member of the LA Rams a couple of years ago. It's happened, I think, five times since 2000. I think JSN's got to add his name to the list of Super Bowl immortals. He's got to ball out. And you might say, well, so that means Sam Darnold probably is. That a distinct possibility, but JSN is a guy that really pumps the Pistons in this offensive engine there for Seattle. So better than 5-1 odds, Man, that's downright attractive. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on this Super Bowl edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review at your leisure, at your convenience. Fade to follow us on the X or the Twitter. Lundy, at Nate Lundy, myself, at Noisy Huevos. Go to betalytics.com and use that promo code JUICE for your 25% off discount today. Go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up right now for a free account. You know, converse with us. Check out all of our various content pieces. I'm not charging anything. It takes minimal effort. Just go there, folks, and give us a little business and have some interaction as well. For the outstanding Nathaniel Lundy, enjoy the Super Bowl, my friend. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Don't let me down, Seattle.